Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I told you how the Federal Reserve announcement last week to further ramp up inflation of the money supply will guarantee a faster decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. This week, the Fed made two more announcements to inflict greater long-term damage to the economy. As I have explained, the Federal Reserve is prohibited from acquiring assets risking a loss of capital. Consequently, it only buys Treasury debt and government-sponsored mortgages. To avoid this limitation, the Fed and the Treasury Department established special-purpose credit facilities initially funded by the Treasury to acquire other kinds of financial assets. By this means, the U.S. Treasury, really meaning current and future taxpayers, are on the hook to cover losses. On Monday, the New York Fed announced that it would start additional secondary market corporate credit facility purchases this week. The Fed will purchase American corporate debts in the secondary market, but only if businesses merited an investment-grade rating as of March 22nd. In another announcement, the New York Fed said it will soon begin using the primary market corporate credit facility to purchase newly issued corporate debt. The alleged reason for these more than $1 trillion of additional debt purchases by the Fed is to support U.S. financial markets during a liquidity squeeze. That is a lie. The actual underlying problem is excessive debt levels in America. Because of excessive debt, businesses were finding it difficult to expand debt. The market needs to reduce excessive debt, which would hurt profits and stock values. This is a standard market correction process. However, to prevent a market correction, the Fed and U.S. government are pushing debt levels to greater extremes. By doing so, there will be two outcomes. First, accelerated inflation of the money supply will more quickly reduce the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Second, when the government can no longer sustain this fake mirage of prosperity, the eventual, inevitable market correction will be even worse than if it happened sooner. So, why are Americans letting the Fed and the government do this to us? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.